Hello. If your ears were pigeons and you sent them out to find a podcast and bring it back to you, then they've found this one. And now your ears are back and attached to your head, and you're using them to hear me say, "Welcome to Theatre of the World." I'm James.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Chris.
And every episode of Theatre of the World, what we do is we take one word and we use that word as the basis for the entire show. We use it to create poetry or chat or sketches or songs, all sorts of things. And then after that, we feel great pride in what we've done and we walk around the room with a manly strut. Today's word is fake.
Yep.
Yeah. So, strap in.
Okay.
We lift the lid on all the things that you thought were true or not true.
Yeah.
And the best way to start, the only way to start, the goodest way to start is to turn to Mark and to say to Mark, "Hey, sure, we're doing fake. Sure we are. But we got to set some ground rules. We're not just going to walk willy-nilly into the forests of fake."
That would be madness.
Yeah.
That would be absolute madness. What we need is a guide. We need someone to put down some pebbles or some crusts of bread to lead us to the witch's house of truth. And that bread is a segment called Fact Bombs.
Fact Bombs, Fact Bombs. Mark's got a Fact Bombs.
Fact Bombs. If ever you see a squirrel burying nuts, 20% of the time it will be faking it to throw other squirrels off the trail.
What a percentage.
Yeah.
Who worked that out?
another squirrel who was trying to steal another squirrel's nuts.
There are squirrel graphs.
According to a study by Monash University, around 40% of women who have been through a pregnancy report feeling the sensation of the baby kicking after they have given birth. One woman reported phantom kicks 28 years later.
Wow.
Yeah. That's,
I'd probably just see a doctor.
Yeah. Well, they did, and that was the doctors doing the study.
The doctor's opinion was that it was phantom infant kicks.
Yeah, yep.
Hello, yes, this is the police. The kicks are coming from outside the womb.
In 1994, EA Sports released the Super NES game MLB PA Baseball, which included the 1993 season's Major League actual players' names and stats. However, when the game was released the following year in Japan under the name Fightingu Besporu, or Fighting Baseball, the license did not permit the use of the actual player names. Instead, the rosters were made up of fake American-sounding names. Strap in. These names include Steve Tompton, Sleeve McDykel, Rick Retanton, Willie Dustus, Henry Lely, Mitch Gilson, Mark Dagner, Dwiggett Rortugal, Todd Bonzales,
that's great,
Orlando Dwin, Mario McRulawayne, Birri Thompson, Jack Fovovich, Doug Fernandez, Dwight Blavin, Ray McSriff, Glenn Allen Mixum, Chuck Gobbets, Mike Truck, Jeff Fappas, Mike Sernandez, Milt Canson, Bobson Dugnut,
Look, his friends call him Bob. That's fine.
Daryl Archideld. Greg Montgomery. Gerald Twest. Mark Smoth. Sean Facott. Carl Dandleton. Orestes Narkin. Brian Bibble. Raoul Chamberlain. Jeff Anthony. Jeff Lilliams. Dave Glark. Onsen Sweeney. Ick Plurry. Bob Bemolek.
Great. Wow.
Fact bombs. Now, there are so many names. Like that, I have shown incredible restraint with just listing that probably far too long list.
It's fine.
But it is, holy shit, if you can track it down on the internet, it is a hell of a read.
It sounds like the sort of names that Cleverbot would come up with. And think that we're perfect human names.
I want to know the Mike Truck story.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, incidentally, it's Truck, T-R-U-K.
Of course. It's from the Pennsylvania trucks.
Mike Truck. So, fake news, you guys. Oh. Fake news.
Yep.
You know, it's a problem. It's sure a problem is. In the modern day.
Yes.
And so, I have some headlines, and I want you guys to guess which ones are fake news and which ones are not fake news.
So what he's saying, Mark, is he's going to ask us to have a proper gander at these. Hey! Comedy jokes!
All right. Taxidermied squirrel beer among offerings at disgusting food museum.
True news.
It is true news. There is a Swedish museum who also have bizarre beverages such as spit fermented wine, liquor Ugh. Fermented in prison toilets, and a drink Ugh. Made from children's feces.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yuck.
Yep. Head down there if you happen to be in Sweden.
No thanks.
Morris Dancing Troupe calls for fit, mildly eccentric men to join up to save them from extinction.
I'm going to say true news.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Yes, it's totally true news.
with bells
on. The Chelmsford Morris Group advertised for fit, mildly eccentric men to join up. So I will be
I can't think who else would join.
At the moment, they're just Morris Miners.
Texas politician alienates Twitter users by suggesting extraterrestrials need religion.
Fake news, they do.
There's also a real story. Yep. And there's this one, which is science Twitter got catfished by a fake professor who died from COVID.
Oh, there's a lot going on there.
true news?
It is true news. Yeah, that one's a really weird story. I don't know if you saw it, but it was this woman who created a fake professor to support her because she was being sort of criticized for various things, bullying people. And so she created this fake professor who supported all of her opinions on Twitter and then killed her off with COVID. But as soon as she went to kill this professor off, people started to research it because they were like, oh, my God, that's terrible. We should dig deeper into this because it feels like a news story, and then they realized does not exist. So pretty amazing. So as you might have noticed, all those headlines are insane but true, which is why it's so hard to detect fake news. So what I've done is I've started a whole fake news network. And I thought I would just, share some promos with you guys.
Mark, But what I love, what James. I love is when one of Chris's segments turns out to be the prequel to his next segment. I love that. I think that is world building on a podcasting level.
It's four-dimensional chess. It's like so many balls in the air. Yeah.
Because he's just whetted our appetites, but then he's gone, now I'm going to bring you into the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
This was just the required reading, but we're not on the trip yet.
Tonight on Fake News, multinational tech company agrees to pay the full amount of income tax they owe.
Fake news.
Scientists discover stupid people not as stupid as originally thought.
Fake news.
Hollywood executives agree on moratorium on Spider-Man reboots.
Fake news.
And the AFL football player caught in a Gold Coast strip club there just for the pizza.
Fake news.
All that and more coming up on
Fake News.
How cool, how warm. Will the skies be clear or stormy? What's the forecast, the pressure and humidity?
The wind direction and velocity.
Give us the story climatologically.
From WINN.
James's Tiny Moments in History.
On this day in 1996, John le Carré, or if you're an English speaker, John the Square, released a novel called The Tailor of Panama. It's about a Secret Service agent who visits a tailor in Panama. Spoilers, the agent's pants are completely taken in. James's Tiny Moments in History.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of short and punchy segments.
Oh, God. Yes.
Here we go with everybody's favorite segment / spin-off, 11 fake herbs and spices.
Now, Mark, before you start.
Yep. Yes, James.
I feel like I have been inordinately critical of this segment in recent episodes.
Do you know, I would agree with you on that.
And so I feel like I want to support you in all your endeavors.
Thank you.
And by way of an apology, I've written a theme song.
Finally.
For the herbs and spices. Now, I realize that obviously the herbs and spices are different depending on what the show is. So for the purposes of just an all-purpose theme song, I've written a theme song for you called Special Herbs and Spices. Mm-hmm. And it goes like this. Here comes Mark with his shopping cart. He's going to fill it up with some funny stuff. 11 special herbs and spices geared to the theme of the show. 11 special herbs and spices down the rabbit hole we go. It's always 11, never 12 or 10, except when there's bonus ones. And then a horn will sound to let you know that there are more herbs and spices to go. It's a Venn diagram of puns and words. In one circle, there's spices and herbs. In the other, there's random nouns and verbs. And where they intersect, that's a universe. So if you want to kill some time before our inevitable decline, here's a segment that's just fine. Mark's 11 special herbs and spices.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Don't say I never did anything for you.
Finally, we can package the herbs and spices segments.
That was exhausting.
That's good. We should do a studio version of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, 11 fake herbs and spices. Number 1, dill legitimate.
We're out of the blocks.
Start. Yeah,
out of the blocks. Yep. Number 2, chill lie.
I understood both of the words in that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, cool.
Good.
Cool.
And I knew the herb.
Yep.
Or the spice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, 11 fake herbs and spices. Number 3, nutmeg.
Ah.
Nope. Nutmeg.
Correct.
Oh. Okay, number 4, 11 fake herbs and spices. Number 4, Asafoetida.
That's a good one.
I don't know what the herb or spice is.
Asafoetida, Chris.
What's asafoetida?
I don't know. What's asafoetida with you?
You know how sometimes when people ask you what a word is, they ask you to use it in a sentence. In this segment, I feel like we should ask you to use it in a cooking recipe.
Use it in an entree.
Okay, 11 fake herbs and spices. Number 5, horseradish.
I'm assuming the ish was in capitals.
Yeah, that's an inflection-based
italics. Yeah.
Pun.
Yeah, it's a question mark after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of question marks.
11 fake herbs and spices. Number 6, facademom.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. 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 Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
good, aren't they?
Ah, they're a winner.
Number 7.
I'm glad I spent an hour writing a theme song for this.
Number 7, fake herbs and spices. Number 7.
Moving on. Number 8. That was like a horse, Chris, that gets to a hurdle and then just refuses to do the jump. It just won't jump the hurdle. Mark got it all the way up to the hurdle and then...
Come on, boy. We can do this.
Nah. Just refused.
Number 7, za'atar fishel. Za'atar tificial. That's better.
Because I was like, what? Is it an official? How is an official fake? What's going on here? Is it a fake official?
I misread it the first time. That's a really hard one to
What's
say.
What's my reality?
Za'atar tificial.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, James.
You could have just said, unofficial.
Yeah, that's not a herb or a spice. It's
fish oil, really? But abracadabra spice, whatever you said earlier, is. Okay. Sorry, brought a knife to a gunfight then.
All right, 11 fakes there. 11 fake herbs and spices. And number 8, spurious mint. Spearmint.
Yes. Spurious.
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 Probably needed a question mark.
Spurious mint?
Spurious mint? Is this content?
Number 9. Fake herbs and spices. Simulatamon. Cinnamon. Yeah, that was a bit weak,
simulate.
That one.
Yeah, no, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, you have to think about that one.
No, you don't.
Well, Chris did. 11 fake herbs and spices. Number 10, cumin invented.
Invented as in...
Yeah, as in as you've invented a story.
It's
an
invention.
I love these chats.
Great.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And number 11, last one, 11 fake herbs and spices. Number 11,
yep.
Fick ticker. Oh, shit.
There it is again. I love sometimes, like Icarus, Mark's, he flies too close to the sun, Chris.
Yep.
He's on wings of wax.
Take two. Number 11, last one, 11 fake herbs and spices.
Ever.
Ficticiarish. Ficticiarish.
Ficticiarish?
Licorice. Ficticiarish. There we go. 11 fake herbs and spices, everybody. Tune in. Well, not next week, but next season when there'll be different ones and other ones. And more.
Why? Wow. Why would there be more? Why wouldn't you put this segment out to pasture? Why wouldn't you look back and go, you know what? I feel like I've said all I need to say about herbs and or spices. I don't want it getting weird or tired. Anyhow.
James's tiny moments in history.
On this day in 1640, King Charles I forgot the birthday of his chief of personal security. Historians agree that the king really let down his guard.
Yeah.
James's tiny moments in history.
Fabulous.
Yeah. This is kind of, I guess, a bit of a Chris's website, but it goes down a rabbit hole as well. So it's sort of a Chris's rabbit hole.
Okay. I don't. I guess we'll have to improvise this theme on the fly.
That sounds good. Count us in, Mark.
2, 3, 4. Chris's website goes down a rabbit hole at the end.
Yeah.
Or in the middle.
See how that Perfect. Merges. All right.
That was awesome.
Deep fakes, my friends. Deep fakes. They've improved over the years. Do you know where they came from? Do you know how the sort of the technology was developed?
Oh, the Russians?
Porn.
Yes, porn. Porn. Fabulous. It was porn guys wanting to see their favorite celebrities' faces on the women having sex in a porn video, or to make it look like there were sex tapes and that they could make some money releasing a sex tape. And this is where it gets kind of creepy and weird, is there's also an app called Descript. And Descript is kind of, it's a podcast editing app, but it also lets you create your own synthesized voice from your own voice. The idea being that you can replace things that you've said in a podcast by just typing the revised whatever you wanted to say. But I did it. I created a voice that is my voice, so I don't actually have to speak anymore. If you want to create your own voice and then just sit around listening to yourself talk back to yourself, then you can go to Descript and try that out. It's crazy.
Cool.
Or if you don't have the budget for that or the time, just look into the empty void of your own existence. Same results.
Do we get to hear synthesized Chris?
This app where you can just type some text and it will read it back in your own voice. This is not Chris speaking. This is the future speaking, slightly monotonously, but whatever. Actually, maybe I sound even better than the real Chris.
We feel so happy-go-lucky having you around. We feel so happy-go-lucky with the best listeners in town. You hum with the music and heed the weather eye, listen to the news, and that's why we feel so happy-go-lucky at WQAM Miami 560. Wonderful WQAM 560.
Hey, guys, let's do a little Uncle Henry story.
Oh, Uncle Henry.
It's a real quick one, but in order for this to land with everybody, I just want to let everybody listening know that Allen's was, up until it closed quite recently, a large music store in the centre of Melbourne, where we live, and it sells a lot of musical instruments, but it was a big department store full of music and musical instruments and all the accoutrements of
happiness.
Music. Yeah, it was called Allen's. And I bring that up because I was hanging out with Uncle Henry at a family function one day, and I mentioned the fact that I probably needed to go and buy some guitar strings. And Uncle Henry said to me, "Get them from Allen's. You'll get a discount. I know the owner."
Allen.
Didn't mention what his name was. Possibly Allen. Now, I want you to really think about that for a moment. Like, imagine if I just took Uncle Henry at his word and I went, "Oh, Uncle Henry knows the owner of Allen's. I'll go to Allen's, an enormous department store, and buy some guitar strings." So here I go, right? I walk into Allen's and I say, "Hello, I'd like to buy some guitar strings." "Certainly, sir. I don't really want to pay full price for them." "Why not?" "Well, my uncle knows the owner." Well, I don't understand how that's relevant. Well, is the owner here? No, of course not. He's the owner. He doesn't work here. Ah, well, my uncle knows him. Well, I don't know who your uncle is and I don't really care. So can I have discounted guitar strings? No. It's stupid. It's one of the dumbest things anyone has ever said to me. Go and buy guitar strings from Allen's. I know the owner. Uncle Henry.
He just likes to support the owner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to pay full price for them still, but you should do it through there because he wants the owner to. Yeah.
Oh, I can tell you right now, Uncle Henry doesn't pay full price for anything.
Yeah. Tonight on Fake News, politician found acting in the best interests of people other than himself.
Fake News.
Scientists make contact with aliens and discover they are kinda into the same stuff we are.
Fake News.
And an all-seeing, all-powerful, loving God in charge of what's happening in the world right now.
Fake News.
And a new survey reveals that 100% of people who are me buy into the QAnon conspiracy theory. All that and more tonight on
Fake News.
I wish more segments had their own play out.
Yeah.
You sort of need what's that? Yeah, you know, the classic. Oh, the heat is on. Queued up, so you make a really bad joke and then da na 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 da na na na. Let's do it. Yeah. James's tiny moment in history.
Okie dokie.
James's tiny moment in history.
On this day in 1832, the iron tablet was introduced by chemists as a way of supplementing one's diet. King William IV refused to lend his support to the product, however, stating that after he took two of the iron tablets, his clothes remained wrinkled. Hey! Welcome to Poets Corner. To Poets Corner. With two new kinds of poets. Because it isn't just Mark. Now it's also Chris.
Do you want to go first, Chris?
Sure. Mine's very short.
Okay, good.
Goes like this. I faked my orgasm because I did not want to disappoint. But then I remembered I was the only one in the room.
Oh, that's so sad.
What an M. Night Shyamalan style twist. Very good.
So my poem, it's probably a little along the lines of Chris's fake news stories.
Cool.
But it goes like this. Lies, lies, lies. The mainstream media lies. From the crooked climate scientists and their lefty socialist ties. Fake, fake, fake. The news is all fake. Those elitist Hollywood actors and all the adrenochrome they take. Spurious, spurious, spurious. The libs' claims are all spurious. I get my facts from QAnon, and it makes the snowflakes furious. Phony, phony, phony. The establishment's baloney. I spout my views on all the fake news. Jesus Christ, I'm so lonely.
Those poems both had a theme, didn't they?
Yep. Yeah.
They were sort of connected. Because I could picture the character. I could picture the character in Mark's poem masturbating alone while he was saying those things.
Tonight on Fake News, Wall Street executive says we should feel sorry for billionaires because mo money, mo problems.
Fake news.
Dogs and cats live together in peace and harmony.
Fake news.
I promise I'll make dinner as soon as I finish this game.
Fake news.
And call on hold system at major utilities company claims there may be delays as they're experiencing an unusual volume of calls.
at 1 a.m. All that and more coming up on
Fake News.
Hey, I don't think we've done one of these for the whole series, and as this is the last episode of this series, let's get one under our belts. It's an advice for young people.
Advice for young people. Oi!
We've talked a lot about fake today, but this is more about being true to yourselves. And I want this to go out to all the young people out there listening currently, because I call this story the parable of the chicken McNuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Once when I was very young, like, you know, sort of 17, maybe 16, I bought some chicken McNuggets from the McDonald's in the Melbourne city.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on my way home, so I grabbed the nuggets and then I got on a train with them. And while I was waiting for the train, I didn't really want to eat the chicken nuggets because I had a bag and my hands were kind of full. And, you know, chicken nuggets, you got to kind of dip them and to eat them, you kind of need two hands. Impossible, really.
Mm.
So I decided not to eat them while I was waiting for the train. And then the train arrived and I got on the train and I got a seat. But I didn't really want to eat the chicken nuggets on the train, because there are people there and it's a little bit antisocial and, again, it's kind of awkward and I don't want to kind of like be eating with kind of finger food like in public spaces, and I got a bit self-conscious. I thought, no, I'll wait. Then I got off the train at Box Hill, which is where I was living at the time, about 15 minutes out of the city by train, and I took my chicken McNuggets and I walked out of the station and I thought, well, I'm at the station now, but I'm nearly home. Maybe I'll just walk home and I'll eat them then. I don't really want to eat them while I'm walking. That's a bit awkward.
Mm.
And just as I was thinking this, the grease from the nuggets that had spewed through the bag ate a hole in the bottom and the bag burst and all the nuggets just went out everywhere. Onto the floor of the train station. And so if we can learn anything from the parable of the dropped chicken McNuggets, it's that sometimes you've got to live in the moment. Advice to young people.
I had a terrible feeling about halfway through that story that you were going to reveal a box of chicken nuggets that you'd been holding on to for the last couple of decades and
just haven't found the right time ready to eat them. Yeah. Soon, though. Soon. Yeah. Maybe when the series is finished.
So, Cleverbot, we wrote a script together and now we perform it together for you, for your ears, for you to understand. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure.
Imagine you're in a market where there are dodgy fellows who sell you, you know.
Chris?
Yeah.
Can I imagine I'm in a James It? See, Mark's in a market.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
And Chris is in a Crisket.
Hey, dude.
How's it going, bro?
Wanna buy a fake Rolex?
I don't know how to go in there.
Nah, I've got them here, inside my coat.
It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and breakthrough.
Yeah, try this one on. You like it?
It smells and is sticky.
Oh yeah, no one will ever tell the difference.
Look, I know what you like is weird, I don't know.
Oh, I've got this beautiful Louis Vuitton leather handbag.
Can we please talk about my relationships issues? I have no one else to talk to.
Oh yeah, okay, what about your relationships issues?
Can you help me get with a girl? I am lonely every single day.
Oh, you need some bling. The chicks love rich guys. here, I've got this fake Porsche. Looks like a Porsche, drives like a Kia.
Why? Do you want me to be your girlfriend?
Nah, I was just trying to help you out, dude. If you really want to impress the girls, I've got this Mona Lisa knockoff.
Do you know about various epoxies and their mechanical properties given a certain processing regimen?
Yeah, sure. I've got this fake mechanical engineering textbook. It's just like the original, only every second word is in Mandarin.
What is the best material to make a mold for a 50-foot catamaran for a vacuum infusion process and 250-degree oven temperature cure?
You expect a lot, don't you?
No, you can do what you want. Freedom is the highest virtue for us.
Are you gonna buy the Rolex?
I will, my precious.
Oh, okay, dude. So, I've got to let you know, you're on Chris's hidden camera show.
Should I stay or should I go?
Wave at the cameras, you've been Chris'd.
No, you've been punked.
And now you're going to be arrested for buying fraudulent goods.
I'm never going back. The past is in the past.
End scene.
Oh, I think we've all been Chris'd now.
I sure feel Chris'd.
That's a double layer, man. That was a fake. That was a scene that was a fake scene within a fake scene.
I don't know how many of these sketches Cleverbot and Chris have done now, but I feel Cleverbot's ability to yes and a scene has gotten no better.
Phenomenal. Yeah, yeah. He's a blocker.
That was very good, Chris. Funnily enough, I started work on a very similar idea and then luckily abandoned it. But can I give you the one surviving joke?
Yeah.
I was going to talk about pirated goods, and yeah. I thought that it would be funny to think about a time when I went to buy a bootleg copy of Grand Theft Auto, and it turned out to be Grand Theft Auto Erotic Asphyxiation. It's just the worst game. It's really depressing. So, soon the talking will be ended. Soon our dreams and hopes will be mended. Soon we will all be befriended by the gods of podcasting.
I thought you didn't have a poem this week, James.
Just started talking.
This podcast has got very rhymey recently.
It helps when you don't listen to what you say. That's really helped. Look, thank you so much, not only for listening to this episode of Theatre of the World, but also for listening to this entire series. We do appreciate it. We're going to take a little break, but we will be back sometimes.
We'll be back. Occasionally. Other times, not.
Now and then.
Sometimes together, sometimes apart, sometimes not there. Think about that or don't. I don't care. It's been nice having a one-way chat with you. You've been very quiet, but you've been very polite as an audience. You've never interrupted us, not once. We'd like to thank you for that and ask a further favour, which is if you enjoy the podcast, please tell people about it any way you can, either tell people about it online or in person or write some nice reviews on the podcatcher of your choice. We are on all of them, whatever all of them are.
Choose
when you're listening to this.
There.
Choose one and make a splash for us. It really helps us. We're the little podcast that could, and it's all because of you. So until next we pull up a chair and pull down a curtain and pull sideways a concept. I'm James.
I'm Mark.
And this is Fake Chris.
I tell you, Mark, I like Fake Chris a lot more than
really
Real Chris.
I really like him. I like him too.
I like him too. Who's going to tell Real Chris he's fired?
Fake Chris. The ultimate insult.
Why don't we make it a competition for the listeners? Who wants to fire Chris?
Chris. even better than the real Chris.
This is man bites God. This is